Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God created each one of us with purpose. What is your purpose? Are you serving in your purpose? Are you walking in your purpose? I am enjoying my journey of purpose on today. My journey includes this broadcast because I am an encourager and I love it. Do you hear that? I love it because God gave it to me to encourage others, and that's what this broadcast was created to do, to encourage you on today. And so I thank God. I am a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do is service souls. And I thank God for this job that he has given me to encourage souls on today through the word of God. That's the way that we are encouraged to run this race. We're in a race. All of us are in a race, praise God, to make it in, to make it home, to see the Lord's face. That's this race that we're in. So I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God, practicing the good habits. You know, we practice the bad habits so many times, but just as we practice the bad habits, we have to learn to practice the good habits. And one of the good habits is getting in the word of God and getting to know him, so that we will be able to see his face in peace, and he will welcome us. We will welcome us into his kingdom. Praise God. So come on in. Have a seat. Rest. Amen in him. Woo. Oh, that sounds delicious to me. And I praise God for it on today. So today, Wednesday, thank you, Lord Jesus, the seventh day of April, praise God, amen. And this day, cover all Wednesday, God told David to recover all. David had asked the Lord because the enemy had came into the camp, taken his family and his wife, his children, and the other men too. And so David asked God shall I pursue? And God told him, yes, pursue and recover all. God just don't give us need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But he also gives us riches. He gives us our heart desires. God reads the heart. He knows what we have need of. He knows what we desire. So today is Recover All Wednesday. So I want you all, just as well as myself, to be encouraged in today's topic. And today we are talking about give me my flowers. Give me my flowers while I live so I can smell them. Praise God. My granddaughter, Ayanna, she's away at college now, but every week before she left, she would give me flowers. Oh, and I love the smelly ones. So I can smell them all. And they smell so awesome. And I love that. I love that. But more than just the flowers, she shows me how much she appreciates me. She's my great-granddaughter. And I reared her. And I didn't have to do that. Oh, but God bless. And so now I'm reaping the benefits of her love. And she gives me flowers and she do little things. So it's those little things that help us to live. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. And give me my flowers. None of us know when we're going to leave here. But we do know that we are going to leave. We have an appointment with death. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we don't know when or where, but we do know we have an appointment. But while we're yet living, while we're yet in the land of the living, oh, praise God, let us do all that we can to show love, to show God's love, praise God, to one another. So give me my flowers while I live, praise God. And so if we do that, and I thought about this topic on today because my husband is sick right now. And so he is going through and with some things. But, you know, I'm praising God. And, you know, we have to learn how to praise God through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because those things, they're going to come. They're part of our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's about going through the situation. So on this morning call, and says, I'm out and about, and I want to bring some flowers by. And so she came by, and she knows that my husband loves his flowers. He loves gardening. And so she brought flowers by, and she got out there in the front, and she planted those flowers. She planted the different ones, the ones, the yellow ones, and begonias and different colored ones. And she knows just how Honey liked them because Honey used to plant flowers for her. And so now she's planting flowers for him. And so more so, like I said, more than just flowers, she's showing love. So I sure do appreciate her giving and planting those flowers for Honey on today. So give me my flowers. Everybody want their flowers. praise God. You want others to be good to you. And the Lord tells us that we will reap what we sow. So I talked about having that good habit of practicing that good habit, praise God. So we want to sow good things into others' lives so that we will reap good things into our lives. Give me my flowers. Give me my flowers while I live so that I can smell them. Praise God. So today, Hebrews 13 and 16 says, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Don't we want to please him? Don't you want to please God? I know that I do. And a lot of times God put in our hearts to do for others. He give us. He put it on our mind to do this or to do that for others. And a lot of times we just ignore it. We just ignore it. But don't ignore it. Do it. Do whatever it is that God is giving you to do to help, to encourage, to show love for somebody else. For when we show love, praise God, because the love of God dwells in us, then it shows, praise God, his goodness, his mercy, his grace. Because sometimes people don't realize, I don't even think that you're thinking about them. But when we do what God give us to do, he give us discerning so that we can share and do those things. We're the legs for God, for his spirit. We're the legs to do the work. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to labor. Oh, praise God, that God may be pleased with us. It is a blessing to be able to smell the flowers that are given to you by others. When I say flowers, I am talking about the good things others may do for you to help you live this life better. I have seen people at home going celebration, fall all over the caskets because they did not do or give they should have given. To truly give your loved ones flowers while they are still living look like telling them how much you love them every day. Spending time with them, making sure they know that they are loved. And, you know, and that takes work. And, you know, you have to love yourself. You can't give what you don't have, but you can receive the love of God in your heart. And if you don't have it, all you have to do is ask. He said we have not because, and then when we ask, we don't believe. We don't believe what we're asking God. But we can ask him to help us, to give us how to love if we don't love. Praise God. But while others live and God has put it on your heart to share with them, to encourage them, do all that you know to do, telling them the good things about themselves. Sitting here, I tell myself, I will try harder, and I will. I'm going to try harder. I will actually give my relatives their flowers while they are still living. When others are good to me, praise God, I want to be good to them. And it's easy to love those that love you. But what about the ones that don't love you? What about your enemy? Do not God tell us in his word to love our enemies? Yes, he said to love them. And we have to be obedient to God's word. And it's to work on. Yes, it is. It's not as easy as I'm just saying it. But it's a work on to love our enemy. But when God put it on our hearts to do, we have to do it. And so we have to practice. We have to practice the good habit of giving flowers to others while they live, while they're yet living. I'll call more. Oh, people, you know, and like I say, a lot of times God put these things on our hearts. They'll put people on our hearts to call. And we'll say, well, I'll call them later. And later never comes. We never get around to it. Praise God. And we miss the opportunity. And then they leave here. And then we say, I wish. I had. And it's not about having time, but it's about taking the time to do for others. Think about that. It's about taking the time to do. We'll never just have the time, because we can always find, and we always do find, that there are things that we need to do. I need to do this. I need to do that. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. But take out the time. Spend some time so that you can add up the time that you spent doing for others. And we want God to be pleased with the things that we do. Praise God. So I'll spend more time with them. I will cherish every single moment, and we should. We should cherish the time that we have with one another, with others. Take pictures. Praise God. Praise God. Take pictures and cherish the moment. I went out and I took pictures of the flowers that my sister planted on this morning. Praise God. They look so beautiful. And I look forward to seeing them to come into bloom and just be so beautiful hanging there. And when my husband gets up and he can walk outside and see what he used to cannot do right now, but God and his favor sent my sister by to do just what he loves. And so it's just a blessing. It's a blessing. So I took pictures, and I sent her a copy. I messaged her with a copy of the flowers because with a thank you, because I want her to know, thanking her for the flowers that she's giving. And I want her to know, praise God, that we appreciate the flowers that are given. Praise God. And we should. Thank you, Lord. So we want to cherish single moments. Flat and scrub sings a song. Give me my flowers while I'm living. And some of the words say, won't you give me my flowers while I'm living, and let me enjoy them while I can. Please don't wait till I'm ready to be buried and then slip some lilies in my hand. In these words is where we need our flowers, a kind word to help us get along. If you can't give me flowers while I'm living, praise God. And so we want to give our flowers to one another while we are living. And we don't know what tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day is going to bring. So we want to live today, for tomorrow is not promised, and do all that we can to help one another live and run this race. We're in a race. Oh, praise God. And the different storms are in our lives. They're coming. If they not haven't already came, they're on the way. Praise God. We're either going through something or just coming out of something. Praise God. And God gives us a little rest time to recuperate in him. That's why he said labor to enter his rest. Labor to enter his rest so that we can. He'll give us that rest. He'll give us that peace, praise God, that passes all understanding. God is the only one that knows just what we need and when we need it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He knows just when to give that rest. So we have to labor, work on it to enter his rest, so that he can give us rest. Praise God. And then give us the strength and the endurance to go into the next situation, the next trial, the next hurdle that we have to jump, the next challenge that we have to receive and go through. Praise God. But we can do it because we can do all things through Christ. We're not alone in these situations. He said, I'll never leave you alone. I'll always be there for you. And God is. He's here for us. If you feel alone, oh, praise God. You just need to have a little talk with Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell him about your situation. Praise God. And watch him work. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I often say that I'm on the bus. Oh, God. I'm a rider on the bus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus bus. And the Greyhound bus driver says, ride and leave the driving to us. I leave the driving to the Lord. He told me, and he tell us in his word, acknowledge me in all of your ways and your doing. And I, oh, look at God. He said, I'll direct you. I'll give you what to do. I'll give you how to do it. For you're nothing without me, but with me, with the Lord in our lives. We can do it. We can make it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can encourage one another while it's yet cold today. Thank you, Lord. Night is coming in our lives. But while it's yet day, let's do all we can to give our flowers to those, praise God, that don't know how or don't have, don't receive flowers. Give the flowers to those while they yet live. Amen. Deuteronomy 15 and 10. You shall give to him freely, and your heart shall not be grudging when you give to him, because for this the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Then please don't throw them when I'm gone. So we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait until it's too late. But while the blood is running warm in our veins, praise God, and in the other person's still running warm in their veins, we want to give and we want to do, praise God, for others so that we want God to be pleased. And God will give us just what to do, just how to do it. Just like Mike called early this morning. Praise God. Early this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We hadn't even had breakfast yet. But she said, I'm out and about. And I was going to take care of a chore. But that fell through. So I want to come and bring flowers. And she did, came, and she planted the flowers, praise God, in the front. So God will bless her for the flowers that she's given on today. And I just told you, it's more than about the flowers, but it's the caring. It's the love showing. And God will send it on back. He'll send it on back into your life. Whatever you give to others, praise God. That's why I say practice. Practice, praise God, makes perfect. And so we want to practice and practice giving to others, the good habit. Practice the good habit. The bad habit, they don't worry about things. You can overcome the bad habits by practicing good habits. And God will help us to do the good. Say, do it all the good we can. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. That's what the Lord would have us to do. Praise God. So today, I just want to encourage you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to give me my flowers. Give me my flowers, praise God. Give others their flowers. There's somebody, thank you, Lord, there's somebody that the Lord has put on your heart to give and do for. Praise God, do it today. You may not get a chance on tomorrow to do it, but while is yet today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Get it done. Get it done. God has put it on your heart. God has put it on your mind, and you are wondering how you're going to make it. But if you take care of what God has given to you, God's going to bless you and take care of that you have to be taken care of. Praise God. He's in that business, and he can do more. He can do more for us than we ever expected. Give me my flowers, praise God, and let me encourage you. I challenge you all to do the same. Give your relatives and friends their flowers while they are still alive and can still smell them, because once they are gone, they are gone, and it's too late. So we don't want it to be said too late. But we want to give flowers while they live. So I praise God on today for this message. And, you know, God gives messages on the spot, just like he did on today, with the proof of the flowers. Oh, praise God. So we want to continue to praise God in all that we do. Amen. And stay excited, inevitable, sir, excited about the Lord and the things that he's doing in our lives. Yes, we're in COVID and coming out of COVID, but don't put all of your trust in what men say, but put your trust in what God says. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And yet do those things that God would have you to do. So we praise him on today. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank him for this chance to praise and magnify and share with you on today. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. And I don't take blessings for granted, but I praise God for it. So until the next time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, have a fabulous, fabulous day. Praise God. Bye-bye now.